Well, we're talking about an area called Malakand, which is in the far northwest. And at the moment, it is a proposal which is due to be announced this week. So it hasn't yet been implemented. So it's an area called Malakand, and it's likely to spread to another area called Swat. These are in the northwest of Pakistan, areas that have been partly overrun by Islamic militants who are bent upon sort of imposing their own form of Sharia. So the government is trying to get in ahead of them, basically.
So what type of Sharia? Because it does have various levels, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what the government is trying to do is introduce a milder, more palatable form of Sharia, where you would have Sharia courts, where you would have clerics who are assisting judges in making their rulings, or perhaps even mullahs who are making those judgments. What they're trying to get away from is the more extreme end of things, with hands being chopped off and people being flogged in public and that sort of thing. So they're trying to introduce, if it is possible to do so, a kind of liberal form of Sharia to try and placate this kind of feeling in that area that the laws of Pakistan just don't work there.
I suppose you could say that any form of law and order is better than none. And people might remember that under the Taliban in Afghanistan, crime levels did drop under Sharia.
Well, that's very much the initial appeal of some of these Taliban movements, both in Pakistan and Afghanistan, is that in a condition where there is chaos and violence, these Taliban come in and they impose some law and order, and people are grateful for that. After some time, the sort of sheer brutality of their rule takes over more, and the Taliban themselves become keener and keener on enforcing more and more brutal and petty regulations. And, you know, they kind of lose whatever sympathy they may have had initially. But people are essentially desperate for some form of law and order.
Do you think that the government is being particularly desperate by introducing this or proposing to introduce this?
Well, it does seem that way. I mean, they will argue that in this particular area in Malakand, there is a history of Sharia, actually, and that they're not proposing this for the whole of Pakistan. But it is providing people in one part of Pakistan with a different kind of law, an Islamic law, and it kind of sets a sort of precedent. And it does look to many people as this is some form of capitulation.
Now, Barack Obama has put Pakistan and Afghanistan on the top of his foreign policy list. He's quite keen to tackle problems there. Do you think that decisions like this are going to impact on how he chooses to deal with the leaders of those two countries?
I don't think the Americans will welcome this. The man that Pakistan is now negotiating with is a militant called Sufi Muhammad, who led many hundreds of people, many hundreds of ordinary Pakistanis, to go and fight the Americans in Afghanistan. And he is he's the man that the Pakistan government is now dealing with in terms of negotiating the imposition of Sharia. And the Americans are very uneasy about Sufi Muhammad, and the whole concept, I think, will cause them concern.
So just finally, do you think that this is going to have an appreciable impact on the way that Obama deals with Pakistan?
Well, I think they'll look at this and try and see what the impact is and how it plays out. I mean, the Obama administration is trying to figure out itself how to deal with Pakistan. It has no clear plan as yet. As we saw with Richard Holbrooke, who was recently in Pakistan, he didn't have any answers. He was asking the questions. And so the Obama administration is kind of looking at everything. They've got a very wide-ranging review going on at the moment. But this sort of thing, which looks like a huge concession to militancy, to extremism, I think will play badly with Washington.